Hello everyone. Lovely to see you. So welcome yourself effortlessly. Simply relax into being. Welcome the breath. The subtle vibrations of the body. No need to engage in any activity. It's more a resting into being. And this resting is not something that you do. It is what you are. All activities, thoughts, and bodily sensations, they appear within this effortless presence. And this presence has no beginning and no ending. It is not a movement. It is peace. Universal peace. Impersonal peace. Cosmic peace. It is our true home, our truth, our reality, our essence. So we are available for this peace. As it reveals itself. like the sun shines as light. Our being shines as peace. The foundation of existence. Is this peace? Unshakable. Causeless. And this entire existence is about the understanding of our true nature. And the revelation of peace as our true self. Peace is absolute. There are no degrees or variations or levels or states within this peace. Our true nature is not a mind state. Because mind states are perceived, they are experienced. But our true nature is not something you experience. It is that which you are. mind states come and go. They are mind impressions. They can be remembered and forgotten. They can be appreciated or not. But your true nature is that from which you can never step away. You cannot step away from yourself. Everything that you attain in time, you can lose. But that which you are, you do not attain, nor do you ever lose. That which you are is not phenomenal. It's not a phenomenal experience. It's not a feeling or a bunch of sensations or memories or a complex set of narratives. That which you are is none of that. Reality being is not a narrative. You may recollect a narrative about your body mind, your family, your tribe, your home, your history, the history of your body, the history of your community. But whatever you recollect is just perceptions. It does not refer to your reality. It does not refer to that which you are. And in order to be your true self, knowingly, you need to be clear about the veils which mislead you. The beliefs and the feelings that you are a narrative, that you are a storyline, that you're a person, a female body mind. Which in time, gets old and insignificant. You need to come to clarity that although you are perceiving and managing your world and your body and mind. Doing your best with that. But you are not defined by thoughts, perceptions, and sensations. You are not defined by the world, body, mind. This veil, the veil of identification, must be lifted, investigated, inquired into, and released. Makes no sense for you to spend your whole life trying to improve your world, body, mind, which you know that the scandal is gonna be extinguished. That should not be your primary aim. Your primary aim should not be your life, your family, your job, your body, your health. That's a sideshow. It's just a vehicle and a playground. Of course, you do your best to enjoy the playground, but not at the expense of your freedom, your happiness. Does not depend, should not depend, must not depend on external conditions. You may at time have a glimpse of your true nature, which may have quite an impact on your body mind. But it is not the impact on your body mind which matters. It is the revelation or the understanding that was delivered by the glimpse which matters. And the glimpse into reality, into truth, into your true nature reveals the infinity, the eternity, the universality of consciousness and the illusory nature of separation. Any understanding about truth is a glimpse. The understanding that there is one reality. Understanding that awareness or consciousness is real, not subject to time and space. The understanding that I refers to this consciousness. That I refers to this reality. eye does not refer to a female body mind or a male body mind. We confuse eye awareness with personal body mind and personal story. We confuse consciousness with a stream of thoughts and sensations and feelings and beliefs. And as a result, we experience a sense of lack and fear of ending worries and concerns. What's going to happen next? What am I going to do next? Where am I going? Where am I coming from? What's going to happen to me? That is due to a mistaken identification. We experience the sense of limitation and unhappiness, and we struggle to resolve that, to be free. And to experience the joy which we know, the happiness which we know. And via grace, we may get a glimpse that this happiness is not available to us in the mind or in the body or in the world, that we need to turn our gaze inward to the source and discover the happiness which is the source itself, the reality which is, which perceives. This reality is not phenomenal, that you are that, not a non-phenomenal, formless, aware presence. Reality which knows and perceives and hears and understands. Magical. You are magical. Then we can live freshly every moment, discovering ourself in everything, in every relationship, in every sensation, in every perception. The wonder of wonders. And you recollect this understanding. It's available to you. I am not a father, a mother, a son, a daughter. Everything that I perceive, that I experience belongs to the universe. My reality is the reality of consciousness, awareness, presence, being. And the other is myself. There's nothing I need to hold on to. Nothing is missing. Nothing is lacking. The body appears and disappears within myself. I neither appear nor disappear. This is for you. To understand. To live. You have received the invitation. Hmm.